والسلام regarding عقل and نية, intellect and intention. These are two of the concepts that the Imams have many ahadith elucidating in order for us to understand how it is that we have an obligation to our Creator, or on what basis we have an obligation to our Creator, and how it is that we are to fulfill that obligation to our Creator. So before we engage in any act of worship, before we engage in any ritual or any other good deed, we have to understand the nature of this relationship between the Creator and the created. And that relationship in the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam, it is on the basis of aql. It is on the basis of intellect that Allah has given humanity. So we have different ahadith regarding the creation of intellect. We have some ahadith, for example, that say that the very first thing that Allah created in the universe was the intellect, was the aql. In one hadith from our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is said to have created aql and then addressed it, spoken to it. The Imam says, لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَقْلِ اسْتَنْطَقَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the intellect, then Allah gave the intellect the power to speak. He gave him the power of nutq. ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ أَقْبِلْ فَأَقْبَلْ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ أَدْبِرْ فَأَدْبَرْ. Then Allah said to the aql, to the reason or the intellect, come forward or face me. And so intellect faced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah said to it, adbir, turn around. And then intellect turned around. And then Allah said, ثُمَّ قَالَ وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي مَا خَلَقْتُ خَلْقًا هُوَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْكَ. I have not created, or there is no creation of mine more beloved to me than you. وَلَا أَكْمَلْتُكَ إِلَّا فِي مَنْ أُحِبْ. Nor do I perfect you except in a person whom I love. إِلَّا فِي مَنْ أُحِبْ. أَمَا إِنِّي إِيَّاكَ آمُرْ. Verily, it is only you that I have given a command to. وَإِيَّاكَ أَنْهَى. And it is only you that I have forbidden from any other act. وَإِيَّاكَ أُعَاقِبْ وَإِيَّاكَ أُثِيبْ. And it is only you that I punish, and it is only you that I reward. So in the beginning, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gave the power to speak to intellect, what it means is that something that we commonly associate only with human beings. In traditional logic, they say the definition of a human being is an animal that has the power of nutq, the power of speaking and the power of thinking and reasoning and imagination, that is where speech comes from. This is the exclusive preserve of humanity. No other animal, no other creation that we have on the earth, it has that ability. So it shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the basis of humanity within His creation is the power of aql, the power of intellect. That is the basis of what makes a human being a human being. Istantaqahu, it means that Allah gave aql the power to speak. And it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is associating the humanity of human beings. The addressees of Imam Baqir, they hadn't studied logic. But even in that time, the power of speech, it was known to be a human trait. So Allah addresses aql as a human being, and then He says, turn towards me and turn away from me. This is commonly used if you look at the expressions of classical Arabic, when a person would go to the market to look for a servant, or when they would look to buy an animal, or when they wanted to buy something that was of value. So they would examine it from all sides and make sure that there was no defect, that there was nothing being hidden from them. And so that would be expressed by saying, أَقْبِلْ أَدْبِرْ let me see all aspects of what I am intending to either purchase or enter into some kind of transaction with regard to. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala examined aql after he had created it from all its dimensions. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not because he wanted to complete his own knowledge. He had created it. And before creating it, then he had to know exactly what he was creating. But he examined it in order to show its attributes and in order to address it and speak to it. And intellect, it obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands. So when Allah said, turn towards me, it followed his command. When he said, turn around, then it followed Allah's command. So the intellect here is portrayed as having human characteristics and as obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when Allah had created the intellect in this way, then he swears by his own izz and jalal, his own authority and his own might and his own grandeur, that it is only the intellect that is the subject of responsibility in humanity. And so he says that you are the most beloved of my creation to me, that the intellect is only perfected in a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, that the intellect is what is given a command and what is given a prohibition, the intellect is what is rewarded and the intellect is what is punished. And so we have here a comprehensive message about the importance of aql, of the ability to distinguish what is important from what is not important, what is right from what is wrong, this power of distinguishing and determining what is important, what we need to do and what we need to ignore, priorities, this is the essence of aql. It isn't some kind of theoretical knowledge or some kind of intellectual smartness that might exist in some people even if they are not believers. The profundity of aql, it exists only in those whom Allah loves. It exists only in those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the essence of aql is the ability to have discernment, to tell right from wrong, to prioritize one's decisions in life and to make the right decisions, to ignore things that are not important. And so reward and punishment and all good, it comes on the basis of aql. These themes are developed in other ahadith from the imams. In one other hadith, our fifth imam is reported to have said, إِنَّمَا يُدَاقُّ اللَّهُ الْعِبَادَ يَوْمٍ فِي الْحِسَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ مَا آتَاهُمْ مِنَ الْعُقُولِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. That Allah will only be precise in His accounting the actions of people on the Day of Judgment on the basis of how much intellect and aql He gave them in this world. So if somebody has a great deal of intellect, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be that much more precise in asking them to account for their actions and the blessings they had in this world on the Day of Judgment. And if somebody did not have that level of intellect, that level of ability to know right from wrong, and they weren't that discerning, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not deal with them as strictly and as harshly. And so this is one more difference between aql and between simply book smarts. When we have intelligence in this world, especially as children, if there is a child who has a better memory or more intellect than their peers, being more intelligent in an academic sense, then they don't need to strive as hard to succeed. And so a lot of times it is people who are more intelligent who end up being lazy. Unless they are stimulated, then it's easy for them to take the shortcut, it's easy for them not to study as hard, so they don't learn how to study because they never had to study. It's easy for them to pay attention halfway through class and then distract themselves halfway through class and still be equal to everyone else. And so they can take a shortcut through life. But in terms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dealings with humanity, the amount of intellect that He gives a person, the amount of